Today,
今天,
we're going to finalize the early rain.
我们将会, 总结关于早雨,
and tonight,
今晚,
we're going to look at the latter rain.
我们要进入晚雨,
now we may get into some of the loud cry,
能够讲到一些关于大呼声,
but we will see.
但是我们再看,
tomorrow,
明天,
we will begin in the loud cry message.
我们会讲到大呼声,
now there's one thing we need to look at, or at least understand when we talk about the loud cry.
有一个我们必须知道, 也要明白, 当我们讲到大呼声,
not only do we need to understand the message,
不只是我们要知道那大呼声的信息,
but we have to look at the events that surround it.
我们也要研究, 大呼声周围所发生的事情。
And so tomorrow we will be dealing with last day events as well.
所以明天我们也会谈到末世大世纪。
So let's continue on.
所以我们继续的研究。
In our study of the early rain.
关于早雨。
Review and Herald, February the 25th of 1890.
评论与通讯, 2月25日, 1890年,
when the churches become living, working churches,
当所有的教会都变成活跃和工作的教会,
the Holy Spirit will be given in answer to their sincere requests.
圣灵便会因他们恳切的祷告而赐下。
Now, this statement,
那么这一个摘录,
clearly indicates that unless we are actively engaged in working for God,
除非我们完完全全并且, 工作为主工作,
we will not be recipients of the latter rain. She goes on to say,
她继续说,
then the truth of God's word will be regarded with new interest.
那么他们将对上帝之道的真理产生新的兴趣。
And will be explored as if it were a revelation just from the courts above.
并加研究有如考察刚从天上所得的新启示。
Now, when will the Word of God be considered with new interest, new excitement?
那么上帝的话语几时会有新的启示,新的,
,兴趣? When we become living, active, working churches.
当我们成为活跃工作的教会。
She says every declaration of inspiration,
她说每一项有关基督感召的宣言,
concerning Christ will take hold of the inmost soul of those who love him.
将大大的吸引那些爱他的人的心灵,
envy, jealousy, evil surmising will cease.
猜忌妒忌, 与邪恶的猜测将消失。
The Bible will be regarded as the charter from heaven.
圣经将被看为天庭所判的宪章。
Now I want to stop there for a moment.
我要在这里,
the Bible will be regarded as the charter from heaven.
圣经将会成为天上所颁发。
Now, what is a charter?
宪章, 什么是宪章呢? It's,
you know, someone who sails on the, in the waters?
就是那些, 你知道在海上,
they chart out their course.
他们把他们的路途都写出来, 画出来了。
They use navigation.
他们用, 找方向, 寻求不同的方向。
The Bible is our navigation to heaven.
圣经呢, 是我们用来到天国寻找方向的。
It charts out for us the right course.
它为我们显示出正确的道路。
Now please,
所以朋友们,
nothing is superior to the Word of God.
没有一样是比上帝的话语还更加高崇的。
No policy,
没有其他的宪法,
whether that policy be worldly,
不论这个章许是, 世俗的,
or whether it come from the church,
或者是从教会来的,
any policy,
每一个 宪章。
That conflicts or goes against the word of God.
与上帝的话语对立并且冲突的话。
No matter how sincere it may be,
无论那个人多么的诚恳。
No matter what the good intentions may be,
无论多么好的动机。
Any policy,
没有一个
that transgresses the word of God,
哪一个与上帝的话语冲突的
is not to be obeyed,
是不应该被遵从的。
Now, do you understand why?
明白为什么吗？
Why?
为什么？
What would be the implication?
什么会使到
If I obeyed a worldly policy that superseded the word of God,
如果我们遵从世界所给我们的章程高于上帝，与上帝的对立的，
Who would have my allegiance?
我的忠诚会归向谁呢？
Who would I consider greater?
我认为谁是比较尊崇的呢？
Acts of the Apostles, page 69.
在使徒行述69章69念。
A thus saith the Lord,
一个主如此说，
is not to be set aside,
不应该被排斥。
For thus saith the church, or thus saith the state,
被排斥就因为教会如此说，或者是政府如此说。
We must come to the point of understanding.
我们一定要来到一个理解。
That friends, the Bible is our highest authority.
朋友们，圣经是我们最尊崇的原则。
If I allow policy or tradition,
如果我将让其他的成章让传统
to supersede the authority of God,
去超越圣经的权威。
Then I really don't love God.
那我真正的并不爱上帝。
And then I really don't hold His word as the supreme authority.
我也不把上帝的话语成为我人生最高的权威。
You ever notice in the book of Revelation?
你会发现到在启示录
starting with Revelation 13 and 14,
从启示录13章14章开始
you should look up the word worship.
你应该寻找那字眼
It's mentioned several times in those chapters.
它在那几章里面一直的重复这个字眼。
Now, why is it mentioned several times?
为什么它一直的重复呢？
Do you realize that in the last days,What the central issue is all about?
发现到在末世的时候，最中心的关键是什么吗？
Now we know it's the Sunday Sabbath issue.
那我们知道是星期六啊，星期日的崇拜的。
But what do you think it's all about?
不过你认为这两者有什么的关系？
It all comes down to
全部到最后就是崇拜敬拜。
Whom do we obey?
我们顺从的是谁？
Friends.
朋友们
If we cultivate a habit,
如果我们养成习惯
of submitting to tradition,
一致的去遵从
or worldly policy,
世界的章程
that supersede the word of God,
超越圣经的话
when Sunday laws come,
当星期日法案来到
guess what you will do?
你认为你会做什么呢？
You will submit,
你会遵从
to worldly policy, worldly tradition,
去世界的原的章程，去世界的传统。
And Sunday sacredness,
而星期日
is worldly policy,
是世界的章程。
It's a worldly tradition,
是一个世界的通俗。
We must learn to make Jesus, the Bible, supreme in our lives.
我们应该将耶稣、将圣经在我们生活上成为最崇高的。
Sister White says in the Great Controversy,
怀斯母在三个字真说到
Conscientious obedience to the word of God
良心的听从上帝的话语
Will be treated as rebellion
会被认定为背叛
Now Why will they consider you rebellious?
为什么他们会认为你是反叛他们的呢？
Is it because you broke the law?
是不是因为你反叛他们的律法呢？
No, you didn't break, you didn't steal.
你也没有偷东西。
You didn't commit adultery or lie.
也没有奸淫。
You didn't murder anyone.
也没有谋杀。
You know, you didn't break the law. You are loyal, abiding citizen.
没有啊，你都是很遵从宪法 的一个很好的权
柄。But why will they consider you rebellious?
但是为什么他们认为你是叛徒呢？
Why? Because you have made the word of God the charter for you in your life to get to heaven.
为什么呢？因为你把上帝的话成为你的宪章，把你引到天国的宪章。
And let me tell you, I'm going to add one more thing just came to my mind.
让我告诉你啊，有一个事情。
This includes the church manual.
这个包括了教会的章程。
Do you understand?
明白吗？
The church manual is nothing more
教会的章程
than a worldly policy.
教会的章程并没有胜于任何世俗的。
Oh, there are some good things in it.
世俗的章程，因为它确实是有好的东西。
But the problem is this.
但是问题来了。
That the church manual is such now that it has superseded the authority of the word of the Lord.
因为教会的章程现在来到一个地步，是它超越圣经的权威。
And our founding fathers, such as, well, he was president of the General Conference, Butler, at one time.
那么我们教会的领袖呢？之前早期的领袖
，I believe it was in 1883, if my memory's right.
He
warned the Seventh-day Adventist Church not to adopt a church manual.
他警告教会，叫他们不要采纳教会章程。
He said that if we do,
他说如果你们接纳的话，
the moment the General Conference puts its stamp of approval on it,
一旦教会的全球总会将他的认可放下去，
He said it would then become policy for the whole church.
他说那就会成为整个教会的章程了。
He went on to say that if anybody
任何的人
would not abide by it,
不认可这样子的章程，
they would be considered to be outside the main thinking or teachings within the Adventist
church. 他们就会被认为是偏离安息日会主流的人。
Listen, this is our church policy.
告诉你，这就是我们教会的章程。
This is our church manual.
这是我们教会的原则。
The Bible and the Bible alone is the authority of our faith.
圣经和圣，唯有圣经是我们信仰的根基。
You know, I wasn't raised a Seventh-day Adventist.
我出生不是一个
基督教。I wasn't even really raised a Christian.
我不是一个，甚至不是一个基督徒。
I remember coming into the evangelistic crusade.
我记得来到布道会的时候，
I heard the evangelist.
我听到那个布道家说，
night after night,
每一晚他都说，
the Bible, the Bible alone, he said.
圣经，唯有圣经。
This is our authority.
这是我们的权威。
He kept appealing that we must obey the word of God.
他一直的做呼召，我们要顺从上帝的话。
I mean, they were...Don't listen to your minister.
我不要听从你们的。
Listen to the word of God.
听从上帝的话。
Don't, no matter what your church says, the Bible is the supreme authority.
不管你的教会说什么，圣经才是最高的权威。
Now, why do you think he said that?
那你想为什么他这样说呢？
Because he knew that when it came to the Sunday Sabbath issue and other issues.
因为他知道来到星期日、星期六的课题和其他课题。
What do you think the false ministers are going to say?
那些假的传道人会说什么？
You think they're going to tell their congregation?
他会告诉他的民
众。Oh, yeah. Go ahead and join the Seventh-day Adventist.
去参加这个星期安息日会吗？
You think that's what he's going to tell his congregation?
是不是他这样子会告诉他会众吗？
No.
不会。
He's going to tell them, look, those Adventists, they're not thinking that Sunday's the day.
他说、哦、不要管他们，不是为了圣星期日才是真的，对不对？
Or when they have the church policy, well, our church doesn't do that.
或者是他们有教会章程。
Now, here I was brought in,
那么我来到这个教会，
believing the Bible is the sole authority,
相信圣经是唯一的权威，
that we ought to obey nothing but the Bible.
我们必须要相信除了圣经以外，
and that if it's not in the Bible, we shouldn't obey it.
那如果不在圣经里面的，我们都不信。
So, I get baptized.
那么我就受洗了。
I become a member of the Seventh-day Adventist Church.
我成为基督复临安息日会员。
I just take the advice of the evangelist.
我听从这个布道家的劝
告。I start to obey what's in the Bible.
开始顺从圣经的话。
All of a sudden,
突然间呢，
it Here I got this. Well, now you need to slow down.
我听到这个, 哦, 你要慢下来。
You know, this is not according to church policy.
哦, 教会章程,
Why, you know, I mean, we got a church manual now.
我们有一个教会,
wait a minute, why didn't you tell me that when I was in the evangelistic crusade?
为什么我在布道会的时候你没有告诉我呢?
I'm just doing what you told me to do during the evangelism. Listen to the Bible.
我只是遵守你告诉我的，就是要顺从圣经。
Obey what Jesus says.
遵从耶稣所讲的话。
Now I try to obey.
现在我开始要遵从。And
do what God says.
还是要听从上帝的话。
Now I'm in trouble.
现在我又有灾难了。
Why?
为什么呢?
Something's wrong.
有一些的问题出现。
Something's changed here.
有一些变动了。
And I don't know about you, but it wasn't me, because I simply was trying to do what God said.
而我不知道你啊, 肯定不是我, 因为我尝试遵从上帝的话。
I'm here to tell you.
我在这里。
I don't care what people think.
我不管人家怎么想。
You have to learn the only voice to listen to is what God said, the still small voice.
我们必须学习到唯有我们听从的那声音。
You gotta hear the voice of God.
你必须要听上帝的话。
And the only way to hear him is in the Holy Bible.
而唯一的方法就是借着上帝的话语。
And of course the spirit of prophecy.
也是预言之灵。
So when people come to me and say, but this is policy.
那么人家来到说, 哦, 这是章程规条。
I say, fair enough.
我说, 哦, 很公道。
Is that policy in harmony with the Bible?
那个规条是否与圣经符合呢?
If it is,
如果是的话,
I will obey.
我会顺从。
Not because of the church policy.
不是因为是它是圣教会的规条,
because that, but because that's what the Bible says.
而是因为这是圣经告诉我的。
Let me, I'm going to get on this one. This is critical, people don't realize.
这是很重要,
friends, if God is not supreme in your life, I don't care what you think. You are not a Christian. I don't care what you think.
朋友,
I don't care how long you've been an Adventist or what you do. Unless God is supreme in your life, you are only fooling yourself.
如果你上帝呢不是你唯一最高层的尊崇的话，我不管你是谁，我不管你是基督徒多少年了，你不是基督徒，你是自欺欺人而已。There
was a man in the United States by the name of Thomas Jefferson.
有一个人呢，之前他在美国，他名字叫Jefferson.
In my opinion, was a great man.
他在我的看法呢，他是一个很
He wrote the Declaration of Independence.
他写了这独立的规程,
and was
宣称宣告,
instrumental in helping the American Revolution.
而且呢，非常有力的帮助美国的改革.
When the colonists
当那些,
began to rise up against the British Empire.
当那些居 殖民在那里的殖民呢，他们反叛那个英国的控制。
They were considered rebellious.
他们被认定为背叛、反叛。
Thomas Jefferson said this.
Thomas Jefferson呢，他就说，
And I want you to remember this.
我要你记得。
You write this one down.
写下来，他说了这句话。
Because I may quiz you tonight.
因为可能今晚我会问你啊。
Yes.
啊，对。
I want to see if you remember what Thomas Jefferson said.
我要看你是不是记得 Thomas Jefferson 说的那句话。
Rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God.
反叛暴君呢，乃是顺从上帝。
Did you catch that? What a beautiful statement.
非常美的一句话。
I was thinking of, well, I'm going to repeat it again.
我再重复,
Rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God.
反叛暴君的话呢，就是顺从上帝。
Peter and John put it this way.
彼得和约翰说,
We ought to obey God rather than men.
我们应该顺从上帝过于顺从人。
God help us to do it.
愿上帝帮助我们做。
Well, let's keep going.
我们继续。
Speaking about the Bible,
说到圣经,
its study will absorb the mind.
人一研究必沉醉其中,
and its truths will feast the soul.
并当灵粮吃了,
the promises of God now repeated as if the soul had never tasted of His love.
现在人对上帝所重现的应许, 好像是从未品尝过的,
will then glow upon the altar of the heart.
他们的心灵的祭坛会爆发火,
and fall in burning words from the lips of the messengers of God.
口唇也说出炎热的话语,
they will then plead with souls with the earnestness that cannot be repulsed.
然后他们将以不能被人拒绝的诚恳态度,
then
然后呢?
The windows of heaven will be open for the showers of the latter rain.
接着呢,
when we do this,
当我们做这样事情的时候,
when the Bible becomes the charter of our faith,
成为我们信心的章程,
when we put God first,
当我们将上帝摆为第一,
then the latter rain will begin to fall.
然后晚雨才会配降。
By the way, what will be the result? Listen to this. She says the followers of Christ will be united in love.
听,当晚雨下来的时候,她说,基督的跟随者真诚合一。
Review and Herald, March 2nd, 1897.
评论与宣告, 3月2号,1897年。
I believe this is also found in Testimony to Ministers, page starting with page 408 to 409. Now in this, I would recommend you read this entire article. It is so good.
对于你来说呢,
all about the latter rain. It's entitled Pray for the Latter Rain. It is extremely important to read this. But I'm going to read just a few statements. She says, the Lord employs these operations of nature to represent the work of the Holy Spirit. Now she's talking about rain is a symbol of the Holy Ghost.
他是说到雨是圣灵的表号。
Now, what's interesting, she's going to talk about the early rain first, and then the latter rain.
有趣呢,他是说到早雨,过后他说到晚雨。
I want you to listen how she describes the early rain.
我要你注意他怎么样形容早雨和晚雨。
As the dew and rain are given first to cause the seed to germinate,
正如露珠和雨水首先赐下使种子发芽,
and then to ripen the harvest,
然后使谷物成熟。
Now, stop here just for a second.
这里停一停。
The early rain is to cause the seed to germinate.
早雨呢,是给种子发芽的。
The latter rain,
晚雨呢,
I'm getting ahead of myself a little.
Yeah, 我是,
but it's to ripen the harvest.
是使谷物成熟。
She goes on to say this.
啊,继续地说,
so the Holy Ghost
照样圣灵的赐下,
is given to carry forward
也是要循规静静的,
from one stage to another,
推展属灵,
the process of spiritual growth,
的成长过程。
Now this is early rain.
所以这是早雨。
So the early rain is to bring us from one process or one stage of development of Christian character to the next.
所以早雨呢,是把我们属基督徒生命的经验从一个地方呢,带到另一个经验。
And so, here you are at this level.
所以你现在是这个经验。
But remember, Sister White says you have many hidden defects that you're unaware of.
但是怀圣母说你有很多隐藏的,你是不知道的。
God must reveal them.
很多隐藏的缺点,上帝必须要...
How does He reveal them?
你这他怎样显示呢? 怎么样?
Come on now. I know you know the answer.
我知道你们知道答案了,快点。
How does God help reveal the defects of your character?
上帝怎样让你知道你自己的缺点呢?
What does He use?
他用什么?
Trials, that's right.
用患难。
Trials and tribulations.
试炼和患难。
Then it are exposed, those things that are hiding Jesus.
他使到呢里面所隐藏的缺点。
So, here comes a temptation.
然后现在
or a trial.
所以现在呢逼迫患难试验来到。
It exposes the hidden defect in your life.
它让你看见到你生命隐藏的缺点。
Now you gotta choose.
现在你要选择了。
What are you gonna do?
你要怎么办呢？
Take up your cross and follow Jesus.
要背起十字架跟随耶稣吗？
Or
还是
give in to the temptation.
还是放弃就
Now,
跌倒。
Let's assume you take up your cross and you follow Jesus.
让我们想说你背起十字架愿意跟从耶稣。
Now, at this stage of your Christian experience,
那么你在这个基督经验的过程
you are living up to all the light that God has revealed.
已经活在上帝赐给你所有的亮光了。
Therefore, God considers you perfect in Christ.
所以上帝呢觉得你是完全的。
But you are not complete in Christ.
但是你并不在基督里完整。
Because of the hidden defect.
因为还没有显露出来的。
So through the trials and tribulations,
所以呢
God exposes them.
接着患难，接着失恋，上帝显出来。
Now you gain victory.
然后你得胜了。
So you go from this stage of perfection.
所以你从这一个完全的阶段。
To the next stage.
来到另一个完全的阶段。
But,You are still not complete in Jesus.
但是你还没有在基督里完整。
Now this process,
那么这个工程，这个程序
continues,
一直的继续
until,
直到呢
the very last hidden defect is exposed and overcome.
最后一个最小的这个缺点呢，已经被显露出来，已经被克服了。
When that happens,
当那一个时候发生的时候
，then you are sealed.
然后呢，你就被
and you receive the latter rain.
你接受晚雨。
But
然而呢
，let's suppose you don't overcome.
若我们说我们并没有得
胜。You fail.
你失
败了 You're at this level.
在这个阶段你就失败了
But you gotta go all the way up there.
但是你要去到那一边这么高
Now, what does God do?
上帝怎么办呢
You failed the test.
你失败了怎么办
Is God just gonna leave you there?
上帝是不是就丢弃你了
Doesn't God want you in heaven?
上帝不要你在天国吗
So what's he gonna do?
那他就怎么办呢
You failed on this point.
你在这一点跌倒了
What will God do?
上帝要怎么办
He's going to bring you back to the same point.
到同一个缺点
The same trial.
同一个试炼
The same temptation.
同一个试探
The same tribulation.
同一个患难
Comes back.
再次的来到
Except this time.
只是呢这一次
It's a little harder.
它使得更加辛苦一点
And we're told you will come back again.
而我们被告诉呢，我们会一直的回到，一直的回到。
Every time you fail，
每一次你失败的时候。
But it gets harder，
但是它越来越困难
，and harder，
越来越辛苦。
You know why it gets harder？
你为什么要越来越辛苦吗
？Because you keep saying no，
因为你一直说不要。
In other words，
换句话说
，It's not God's purpose that it be harder，
不是上帝的旨意要给它越来越困难。
You're making it hard on yourself，
是你自己知道它越来越困难。
Now look at the Jews。
看一看犹太人
From the time they left Egypt
从他们从埃及出来的时候
To the time they entered the promised land
直到他们进入迦南地的时候
How long did it take them?
花了多久时间
Took them how many years?
多少年
40 years
40年
Now are you telling me it actually going to take 40 years to travel there?
你告诉我是从埃及到应许之地要
40年吗 Why did it take so long?
为什么要花这么多时间呢
？Who's to blame？
谁应该被责怪呢
？Not God，
不是上帝。
You know， had they obeyed God，
你知道吗？如果他们顺从上帝的话
，It's estimated that it would have been maybe 3 months or more， but roughly around 3 months to take that trip。
被计算呢，大概需要3个月时间就到了。
Now I don't know。
我不知道啊。
I'd rather take a 3 month trip than a 40 year trip.
我比较想要走三个月的路，好过走四十年。
But what does that tell us about human nature?
但是那告诉我们人性是怎么样
的？ We just have a hard time obeying God.
我们有一个很难去顺服上帝的心。
Not that God doesn't want us to obey and follow Him.
不是上帝不要我们顺从他，跟从他。
We just make it hard on ourselves.
是我们越来越使得他越来越难。
You know, it's like what God said to Paul.
就好像上帝告诉保罗这
样。Paul, why are you making it hard? Why are you kicking against the pricks?
为什么要这么辛苦？为什么要踢那个荆棘呢？
Then she says this.
她继续地说。
Speaking of the latter rain.
说到晚雨。
The ripening of the grain.
谷物的成熟
represents the completion of the work of grace in the soul，
代表上帝在心灵中恩典工作的完成。
So at every stage，
所以在每一个阶段
，I am perfect in Jesus，
我是得以基督的完全。
But I am not complete，
不过我还没有完整。
Why？
为什么呢
？The work of grace is not done with me，
因为上帝恩典的工作还没有
完成。Why？
为什么呢？
There's still hidden defects in my life.
因为在我生命中还有隐藏的缺点。
And it's not until that very last defect,
而是直到呢这个最后的
is exposed,
被
and overcome,
被克服
then,
然后呢
not until then,
而不是之前
I will receive the latter rain.
所以在那个时候晚雨才能够被领受。
What does the latter rain do?
晚雨做什么呢？
It ripens the work of completion in Christ.
它使到这个工作完全的工作呢被成熟。
The latter rain does not give you victory over sin.
晚雨并没有给你胜利罪恶的能力。
It has nothing to do with changing your character from that which is bad to good.
它没有对你的品格从坏到好的改变有任何关系，它没有关系的。
The early rain,
那是早雨
is for victory.
是给你胜利。
How many of us are gaining victory?
但是我们多少个正在得胜呢？
You know, Sister White says,
你知道怀圣
说, there are those who believe and even teach.
有很多相信并且
the gospel of sinning and repenting, sinning and repenting.
说到呢，犯罪了又悔改，悔改了又犯罪。
But this is not the gospel.
但是这不是福音。
This is a false gospel.
这是假的福音。
This is what the new theology is teaching.
这是新神学论所教导的。
You sin,
你是犯罪。
Then you repent.
然后你就悔改。
You sin,
然后你又犯罪。
You repent.
然后你又悔改。
And you sin,
然后你又犯罪。
And you repent.
然后你又悔改。
Until Jesus comes.
直到耶稣来。
And then when he comes,
然后他回来时候,
he'll change your character.
他就改变你的品格。
No, he's not.
No, 不是这样子的。
You know, people often wonder why we stand by the grace of God, of course, boldly to preach this message.
人们从很常在想，为什么我们这么胆敢的说这个福音，这个信息？
I can speak for me.
我可以为我本身说。
I know maybe I could even speak. Well, I know I could speak for other people, but I'll just speak for me.
我知道我也可以同样的为别人说，包括我对我说。
Look, friends, we have a burden.
朋友，我们有这负担。
We don't want to see you lost.
我们不要看见你们沉沦。
We want to help you.
我们要帮助你。
To understand.
去明白。
What it's going to take to get to heaven.
去天国是需要什么？
You know, let me ask you this.
那我问你这个问题。
Suppose you were going to get married.
说你要结婚了。
And you're walking down the aisle.
而你在那个走廊走着向。
In the church.
在教会里，教堂里。
And the man says to the woman.
而那男士呢对女士。
Let's say her name is Sally.
说她的名字叫。
And he's Bill. Bill and Sally.
那他是比利。
So Bill looks over to Sally.
那比利就跟莎莉说。
As they're walking down the aisle.
的时候。
He says, "You know I love you."
他说哦，你知道我爱你，对不对
？And she says, "Oh, I know you do, Bill."
他说哦，是的，我知道你爱我。
He says, "I love you so much."
他说我这么的爱你
，that I'm going to spend 364 days of the year with you."
我要将我一年364天的时间花在你身上。
And only one day with Sue.
然后一天呢，与Sue一起。
Now, do you think Sally is going to say, Oh, Bill, you're such a beautiful man.
那么萨利会不会跟比利说，哦，你那么好的人啊？
You think that's what he's going to say? She's going to say?
他会不会这样子告诉他呢？
If she does, if she does, then she deserves Bill.
这样他就应该会有比利。
If she has anything going upstairs,
如果他在这里有一点的问题的话，
she'll stop right there.
有一点正常思想的话，他在那里就会停步。
And tell Bill，
然后告诉比利说
，He can go live with Sue，
你可以去跟 Sue 在一起了。
Because this engagement is off，
因为这个婚姻结束了
，Right？
对不对
？I would hope，
我希望是这样啊。
What does she want？
她要的是什么呢
？Undivided，
是没有分心的
，Complete。
完全的
and full
而完整的
loyalty
忠诚
isn't that right
对不对
sure
真的肯定的
now nobody thinks you're crazy
没有人会认为你是疯的
if you say
如果你说
I want you to be loyal
我要你
365 days of the year
365天每一年
and I want you to do it every year
我要你每一年这么多天
Now nobody thinks you're insane.
没有人认为你是疯的，你是傻的。
Yet when we preach,
然而当我们传道的时候
，that God demands,
我们说上帝要求
complete loyalty,
完全的信
365 days of the year,
在每一年365天的忠诚
every year,
每一年都是这样。
They say,
他们说
，you're crazy,
你又疯狂了。
Why?
为什么呢？
You want perfection in the sense that you want a perfect marriage, or at least a marriage you know that is real love.
你要完整的婚姻，在一个完全你知道是真爱的一个婚姻。
So why are you normal?
为什么你是正常的呢？
Why is it that it's normal to say I want you to be loyal to me?
为什么说你要对我忠诚是很正常的？
But when it comes to God,
但是到上帝的关系的时候呢？
We say, well,
我们说
God understands.
哦，上帝应该会明白。
He knows.
他知道。
I mean, he loves me anyway.
我知道他还是一样的爱我。
Really?
是吗？
I don't know what Bible you're reading.
我不知道你读的是什么圣经啊。
Look,
看。
Do you realize the Bible says, and this you'll find in Romans 7, do you know sin is considered a mistress?
你知不知道在罗马书六章？在第七章的时候，上帝说
，When we are actively engaged in sin，
罪是就是婚外情，就是说，当你在罪中的时候
，The Bible considers this adultery，
圣经讲这个呢，就是在犯奸淫吗
？Now you wouldn't want somebody committing adultery on you，
你不要人家对你犯奸淫
，You'd be offended，
你会非常的生气，对不对？
But you don't mind doing it to Jesus.
但是你对耶稣你不介意。
So who's the hypocrite?
所以谁才是这个假冒伪善的
See, that's the new theology.
那就是
A theology of hypocrisy.
神学论是什么呢？这个假冒伪善的神学论。
Well, we got to get moving.
我们要继续下去了。
In the same article,
同样的一节
many in a great measure have failed to receive the early rain.
许多的人呢，领受早雨极少。
They have not obtained all the benefits that God has thus provided for them.
他们未得到上帝给他们具备这么好的一切。
They expect the lack to be supplied by the latter rain.
他们盼望他们的欠缺可以在晚雨的时候供应。
When the richest abundance of grace shall be bestowed.
当最丰盛的恩典赐下的时候。
They intend to open their hearts and receive it.
他们才欲打开他们的心门领受。
They are making a terrible mistake.
他们正犯下一个可怕的错误。
It is by confession and forsaking of sin.
是接着悔改，接着放弃罪恶。
By earnest prayer，
接着恳切的祷告。
And consecration of themselves to God，
并且把他们自己献给上帝。
That the early disciples prepared for the outpouring of the Spirit of the day of Pentecost。
早期的门徒就这样的准备好圣灵来领受五旬节的晚雨。
The same work，
在同样的工作上
，only in a greater degree，
只是更加大的幅度。
Must be done now。
现在就必须要做了。
The work that the apostles did， in getting ready for the outpouring of the Spirit,
早期的门徒准备好五旬节接受圣灵的这个工作,
is the work we have to do.
是我们需要做的工作,
but to a greater degree.
但是呢, 更加大的程度。
Only those who are living up to the light that they have will receive greater light.
唯有那些活着这个他们所有的亮光的才能够领受更加多的亮光。
Unless we are daily advancing,
除非我们每天的进展,
in the exemplification of active Christian virtue,
在基督徒, 道德的生命上继续的做榜样,
we shall not recognize the manifestations of the Holy Spirit in the latter rain.
我们是不会认识圣灵接着晚雨的降配。
It may be falling on hearts all around us.
它或许在周围的心灵上都在降配着,
but we will not discern it nor receive it.
但是我们不会察觉到,
unless we are daily advancing in our Christian experience.
除非我们在我们每日的基督徒经验上继续的成长,
when the Holy Spirit begins to fall,
当晚雨降配, 圣灵降配的时候,
it could fall on people all around you.
它可以降配在
You won't even recognize it. You won't even know. God help us that we never go to that position. Testimonies to the Church, Volume 1,
188.
God leads His people on step by step.
上帝领导他的子民一步一步前进。
Now, that's the same concept of advancing from one stage to the next.
那是同样的道理，是从一个阶段到一个阶段的进展。
How does God lead you?
上帝怎样的带领我们呢？
Step by step.
就是一步一步的。
Now, this is important.
这是很重要。
He knows at this stage of your life,
因为他知道你在这生命的这个阶段的时候,
He knows you're not complete in Him.
他知道你不完全,
but you may be perfect at that level.
不过你在那一个地方啊, 你是完美的,
and that means you're simply living up to all the light that you know.
也就是说你活着你所知道的亮光,
but there's still defects in your character.
但是在你的品格上还是有缺陷的。
So God will lead you on.
所以上帝会继续的带领你,
one step at a time.
一步一步的去走。
Now that says a lot to me about God.
那告诉我上帝是很奇妙的,
that He's a loving God.
他是一个爱我们的上帝,
and that He will not push us,
他不会推,
but rather He will lead us.
而他会领导,
one step at a time.
一步一步的领导,
it's a beautiful thought.
是很美的思想,
but she goes on to say,
他继续地说,
He brings them up to different points calculated to manifest what is in their heart.
他领他们到了预先算好, 足以表明心计的不同点上。
Okay, again, that clear point. He does what? He brings us up to different points to show what? What's in our hearts.
再一次的,他说他领我们到不同的阶段是为了什么? 显出我们内心的不同。
Some endure at one point.
有些在这一点可以忍受,
but fall off at the next.
但在下一点却跌倒了。
At every advance point, the heart is tested and tried a little closer.
在每逢进步一点的时候, 他们的心意都要经过更严格一点的试验和试炼。
If the professed people of God find their hearts opposed to this straight work,
凡自命为上帝子民的人, 如果觉得自己的心意反对这种修正的工作,
it should convince them,
就当说服他们,
that they have a work to do to overcome.
他们若不愿被主从口中吐出，还得下一番功夫去胜过才好。
If they would not be spewed out of the mouth of the Lord,
就是不愿被主从口中吐出来,
said the angel,
这是天使说的,
God will bring His work closer and closer,
上帝要越加严格自己的工作,
to test and prove every one of His people.
来试验证明他的每一个子民。
Some are willing to receive one point.
有些只愿意接受某一点。
But when God brings them to another testing point,
但上帝却领他们到另一点的时候,
they shrink back,
他们就畏惧退缩,
and stand back,
而站, 站立开,
because they find it strikes directly at some cherished idol.
因为他们觉得这一点是直接打击到自己心中所隐藏的偶像。
Here they have opportunity to see what is in their hearts that shuts out Jesus.
这里他们有机会看到他们心中到底藏着什么东西，以致把耶稣关闭在外。
Now this is very important.
这是非常重要的。
God leads you along.
上帝带你
step by step,
一步一步的引领。
He reveals a hidden defect in your life.
他将你生命中的缺陷显露出来。
You overcome on that point.
你在这一点胜利了。
And again, God leads you on.
上帝的继续的
step by step,
一步一步的带。
At the next level,
在下一个阶段
He reveals something else.
他就向你显出另一点。
But you pull back.
如果你拒绝，你退缩。
Because it's something that you really cherish.
因为那是你真正珍惜的一点，那个东西来的。
What is he trying to show you?
他尝试告诉你什么呢?
That you love that more than you love him.
他在告诉你，你爱这样东西多过你爱上帝。
Now, it is important to realize,
非常重要，我们要知晓，
that whatever the issue is,
不论课题是什么，
isn't the issue.
那不是真正的课题。
The fact that you're unwilling to surrender that one thing,
你不愿意把那样东西交托，
to follow Jesus,
去跟随耶稣，
shows you have a serious problem.
那代表你有很严重的问题。
For some people,
对于某些人来说，
they overcome,
他们得胜
了， maybe in regard to Sabbath keeping,
关于守星期六，守安息日，
but they may fail.
但是他们可能失败
on standards
在标准方面。
You know what? One of the reasons why we get, at least I do when I do evangelism, opposition, particularly among the Adventists, about standards.
你明白为什么在特别很明显是基督复临安息日会，它有很多的反面，特别是在原则方面。
It clearly reveals.
他很明确的解释,
that they love their gold and silver more than they love Jesus.
他们比较喜爱他们的金银珠宝多过耶稣。
Well, she goes on.
她继续地说。
She says they prize something higher than the truth.
她说他们重视某些东西过于真理。
And their hearts are not prepared to receive Jesus.
他们的心也没有准备好接受耶稣。
Individuals are tested.
每一个人
and proved a length of time.
都经过一番长时间的试验和证明。
To see if they will sacrifice their idols to heed the counsel of the true witness.
好看出自己肯不肯牺牲心中的偶像。
If any will not be purified through obeying the truth.
任何若没有顺从真理之节
and overcome their selfishness,
没有胜过自知
their pride,
骄傲
and evil passions,
邪情恶欲
the angels of God have charge,
上帝的天使要指责
they are joined to their idols,
他们是和自己偶像联合的任凭他们吧
and they pass on to their work,
他们就要去做他们的工作
leaving these to their sinful traits unsubdued,
而抛弃这些不肯制服罪恶性情的人
to the control of evil angels,
让恶天使去管理
Now this is very vital,
这是非常非常关键
You remember how we're told that God will bring a lot of trials your way?
你记得上帝会怎么样把试探灾难临到吗
You'll be tested on a particular point,
你会在某个某一件事情上被试验。
If you fail on that point, what will God do?
如果你失败的话会怎么样？
What's he going to do?
他会怎么样？
Bring the trial, what? Back again.
把那个试探再来一次。
But when it comes back again a second time,
那再来一次的时候什么事发生呢？
He applies it harder.
他
the pressure.
加压。
Isn't that right?
对不对？
Now listen.According to this statement,
根据这个章节，这个摘录
This is very important you understand this.
这非常重要，你要明白知晓。
God will not continue to bring that trial back
again
and again and again.
不会一次一次的重复这个东西。
Forever.
永永远远的重复。
Do you understand?
明白吗?
This is what is so critical.
这个是所谓它非常的严肃。
That to every trial that comes your way,
每一个试探来到的时候,
whatever that defect is in your heart,
无论那个缺点是什么,
God places a length of time on it.
上帝给你一番长的时间,
now, we're not told how long of a time.
我们不知道有多长,
but He's going to give you a length of time.
或他会给你一段的时间,
and within that period,
而在那个期间,
however long that may be,
不知道多长,
if we do not overcome, that's it.
如果我们不克服我们的罪,
do you know what God will do?
上帝会怎么办?
I just read it to you.
刚刚才读到而已。
The angels are commissioned by God,
天使被上帝差派的,
to declare,
去宣告,
leave them alone.
任凭他们,
he loves his idols more than he loves me.
他比较爱他的偶像多过爱我。
And guess what?
而那是什么?
You are lost.
你是沉沦了。
You realize that?
你发现了吗?
You are lost.
你是失落的。
That's why.
那是所以呢?
When Paul said in the book of Hebrews,
当保罗在希伯来书说,
harden not your hearts as in the day of provocation.
不要硬着你的心肠, 就好像早期那样。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because you don't know when that might be the last moment that God is going to give you that opportunity to overcome.
因为你不知道那是不是最后一刻上帝给你的时间。
That's why it's dangerous to say no to the Holy Ghost.
所以对圣灵说不是非常危险的。
God isn't going to come to you.
上帝不会来到你面前。
He says, you know, you're a really selfish person.
你是很自私的人呢。
And I'm going to give you 6 months
我给你六个月
to overcome your selfishness.
去克服你的自私。
If after that,
如果六个月过后,
you don't overcome,
你没有,
I'm going to cast you aside.
我就把你丢在那边。
Is that what he does?
他是这样子做。
No, he doesn't do that.
不这样做。
He doesn't tell you how long you have.
他不告诉你你有多长的时间。
But we know there's a length of time.
不过我们知道是有一段时间。
Only He knows.
只有上帝知道那个段时间。
Well, since He only knows the time,
那如果唯有上帝知道那段时间的话,
how do you know?
你怎么知道?
When you say no to God,
当你拒绝上帝的时候,
on that one particular issue,
在那一件事上的时候,
that you just haven't crossed that line,
你还没有超越那段时间呢?
That's why David, of course, Paul is quoting David.
那所以大卫呢, 就是保罗在说大卫所说的话,
he's saying, harden not your hearts as in the day of provocation.
不要在那日, 那发怒之日呢, 印证你心肠。
How do you get the Holy Ghost?
你如何能领受圣灵呢?
Well, we know when we ask,
但我们知道当我们请求的时候,
and obviously through faith,
而很明显的是接着信心,
but according to Acts chapter 5 verse 31,
但是接着, 使徒行传五章,
it says the Holy Spirit is given to them that obey Him.
他说到呢圣灵给予那些顺从他的人。
There's only one way that we can be safe,
我们能够被拯救,
in making sure,
就是呢, 确保,
that we don't cross that line,
我们没有超越那一个界限,
that one safe thing,
那唯一一个安全的方法,
is to obey the Holy Spirit every time He calls,
就是每一次圣灵呼召, 你就顺从。
So, remember,
所以记得,
God will come back and bring the test.
上帝会再次回到来, 再把那个实验,
He will apply it harder and harder.
他会越来越扎施压,
but
然而呢,
He's going to give you a length of time to overcome.
一段时间呢, 去克服。
Remember that.
记得啊,
she goes on to say this.
她继续说,
those who come up to every point,
那些来到那个,
and stand the test,
而站立的时候,
and overcome,
并且能够克服,
be the price what it may,
不顾一切代价得胜的人,
meaning they're willing to sacrifice whatever,
就是他们愿意放弃所有一切,
God means more to them than anything.
上帝对于他们来说, 比任何一切更加重要的话,
they have heeded the counsel of the truth.
他说他们听从了真实见证者的劝,
and they will receive the latter rain,
就必领受晚雨,
and thus be fitted for translation. I tell you, this is a very, very strong statement. By the way, I would recommend you read the entire article. It's in Testimonies Volume 1.
那是在箴言卷一
chapter 33, entitled the Laodicean Church,
叫做老底家教会。
Believe me, this is a strong, strong article.
相信我，这是非常非常有力，非常文章。
Testimonies to the Church, volume 5, page 214.
在箴言卷五214面。
Not one of us will ever receive the seal of God.
我们当中任何一个人
while our characters have one spot of stain upon them.
若在品格上仍有一点污秽，就绝不能受上帝的印记。
It is left to us to remedy the defects of our characters.
那弥补自己品格上的瑕疵是留给我们自己去做的。
To cleanse the soul temple of every defile.
去洁净灵宫中的每一污秽之工作。
Then the latter rain will fall upon us as the early rain fell upon the disciples on the day of Pentecost.
这样晚雨就必降在我们身上，犹如早雨在五旬节降在门徒身上一样。
Review and Herald, July 21, 1896.
评论宣告，在7月21号1896年。
Let's come down here.
Yeah.
The great outpouring of the Spirit of God, which lightens the whole earth with His glory.
由于上帝圣灵配降而使全地因他的荣耀发光
will not come until we have an enlightened people.
一直要等到我们的教友受了光照
that know by experience what it means to be a laborer with God.
从经验中体会到与上帝同工的意义才会实现
when we have entire wholehearted consecration to the service of Christ.
当我们全心全意的献身为基督服务
God will recognize the fact
上帝必将
by the outpouring of His Spirit without measure.
上帝必将圣灵无限量的降以证明这事。
But
但是呢
this will not be while go ahead, sorry. This will not be while the largest portion of the church are not laborers together with God.
但是呢大多数的教友不与上帝同工的时候这事就会发生。
God cannot pour out His Spirit.
上帝呢不能够降下他的圣灵。
When selfishness and self-indulgence are so manifest.
当自私和任意放纵如此明显存在的时候。
When the Spirit that prevails, if put into words, would express the answer of Cain.
如果用言语形容的话，这个精神呢，就好像该隐的回答
：“Am I my brother's keeper？”
我岂是看守我弟兄的吗
？As long as we're selfish，
只要我们还是
self-centered，
还是自我中心
，not laboring for God，
不为上帝为他的国度而工作
，God will not pour out His Spirit on。
上帝不能将他的完。
God is waiting for an active, living church。
上帝在等待一个。活跃工作的教会
When he has that
当他有这样子的教会的时候
Then he will pour out his spirit
在那个时候他的圣灵才会配降
Where do we stand today?
我们今天站在什么地方
You remember what God said to Adam and Eve?
你记得上帝对亚当夏娃所说的吗
Where are you?
你在哪里
He wasn't asking where they were in location.
他不是问他们站在的地方在哪里。
He knew where they were.
他知道他们躲在哪里。
He was asking about their relationship.
他是问他们的感情。
Friends, where are you?
朋友，你与上帝的感情何在呢？
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Father in heaven,
我们天上的父。
Thank you once again for your tender mercy.
再次感谢你的恩典。
Help us, dear Lord, to be close to thee.
主啊，让我们亲近你。
And God, please,
求主你
awaken within us, dear Lord, the realization that time is short.
在我们心中兴起，我们知道时间不多了。
Prepare us, we pray.
准备我们的心
so that on that great day,
让那日子来到的时候
you may look upon each and every one.
你能够看我们每一个人
and say, well done, thou good and faithful servant.
并说我忠心的仆人，你做得好。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen. Amen.